The cold, rainy weather put a damper on things outside City Hall. Instead of 10,000 men and boys, no more than 2,000 showed up. And that's counting the food truck vendors selling hot cocoa and nachos. Still, Mayor Mike Rawlings was upbeat.
This is amazing that the men of Dallas are this excited about something that it's not about sports, okay?
And while there were sports celebrities on stage, running back Emmitt Smith.
And Captain America himself, Roger Staubach.
Football stats weren't the focus. Instead, Dallas Police Chief David Brown had his own statistics.
Each year we have over 13,000 domestic abuse cases. 4,000 warrants need to be served.
Those numbers dredged up wrenching memories for sportscaster Dale Hansen.
I was 7 years old when my mom grabbed me in the middle of the night, dragged me out of the house with her face bleeding because my dad had hit her in the face and broke her nose.
There were words for everyone, recorded messages from Bishop T.D. Jakes, Dr. Phil, and shout-outs in Spanish.
¿Cómo están? ¿Dónde están los latinos?
The call for men and boys to take a stand against domestic violence is a relatively new approach. In the past, men weren't seen as the solution, but as the problem.
They were sort of approached primarily as potential perpetrators.
That's Erin Casey. She's an associate professor at the University of Washington and an expert on enlisting men in the fight against abuse. She says most men already think more should be done to address domestic violence, but they don't see a way to take action.
And so events that specifically reach out to men and boys in ways that feel relevant to them, that have speakers that they admire, can be helpful in making more of a personal connection for men and boys with the issue of domestic violence.
Still, Casey says one modestly attended rally won't be enough to end the problem by itself.
What tends to work is when we have comprehensive strategies, so that we're not just doing one-time educational events with men and boys, but we are also reinforcing that with media campaigns, with public awareness events, with opportunities to talk about domestic violence in faith communities or schools or workplaces.
She says having concrete opportunities for attendees to get involved is key to making a rally like this into a long-term commitment. There were volunteers from advocacy groups handing out sign-up sheets and talking with men during the rally, and Rawlings did lay out an agenda.
First of all, we got to raise money for shelters.
And he called for tougher laws against abuse, more counseling by faith organizations, and targeted messages to boys. The mayor also urged men to confront abusers, to ring the doorbell if something's going on at a neighbor's house. He admits the rally is just a starting point, a way to shine light on a crime too often kept in the dark. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.